This is the second hour of Spingola Speaks. This is Deanna Spingola. Our guest today is Joshua Hart. He is the director of Stop Smart Meters. His website is stopsmartmeters.org. And you do have some flyers that we could print off, and people are certainly welcome to do that. Do you have anything that, say, people could buy from you, some tags that we could put on somebody's doorknob or something like that?
We do have some flyers coming out that are, you know, we've had flyers for the last couple of years, but we do have a professionally designed and graphically designed flyer that is rich with information and sources and covers the privacy, the health, and the safety issues. That should be coming out on our website within the next couple of weeks. So if people want to order those, there'll be a PDF available that people can print themselves, or they can send us money just to cover our costs, and we can send out a packet of those. So keep your eye on stopsmartmeters.org. Over the next couple of weeks, we will have the new flyer that has been going out nationwide and has been really greeted with critical acclaim from people who've read it, and, you know, really explains the situation in graphic detail.
Where will that be under? Actions you can take?
It will be on the front of our website, probably within the next couple of weeks, and then people can look at actions you can take, and the flyer will be linked from there.
Okay, great. All righty, let's take a phone call. We have Mark in Georgia. Mark, welcome to the program.
Yes, I ought to cut to the chase because my battery is very low. I'm getting ready to enter a complaint with the Public Service Commission's because they told us that our bill was going to go down, and our bill is going up rather considerably, even though, and they have this little canned answer, well, you know, in the summertime, people use air conditioning. Yeah, I have an air conditioning. It doesn't work. It's got problem with its ducting. It's got problem with a wiring harness. It got chewed up by rats. I don't use AC, so don't use that canned answer. And then they repeat their canned answer like, oh, I didn't hear you, you know, and I'm like, wait a minute, my power bill is like two or three times higher than what it was before I got this smart meter that's jacking up my rates. And, you know, now they're hitting me with an additional deposit because I'm running late on my bills, largely because when they claim that unemployment is at 8%, I was like, excuse me, I'm in the 14%. I didn't stop looking for work. That's just a little gimmick they use to avoid the fact that I don't have unemployment insurance, nor do I have a paycheck. So I'm taking whatever work I can get my hands on. And, you know, so the thing is, I'm struggling just covering getting my past due to keep my power from being turned off and my water from being cut off. And I'm doing whatever is legal, moral, and, you know, not stupid, meaning dangerous. And so you cover the fact that these smart meters are actually jacking up people's power bills, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, the experience has been widespread of people receiving bills, as you say, sometimes two to three times what they were paying, just out of the blue. And, you know, we believe that there's a couple of reasons for this. One is, you know, we're seeing across the board generally a 10 to 20% increase in people's bills when the smart meters are installed. This is due to the smart meter actually consuming electricity, whereas the old analog meter simply registered the electricity that was flowing through the meter. In addition, at least in PG&E territory in California, the utility company admitted that when certain smart meters were exposed to sunlight, they would spin, in some cases, much, much faster, leaving people with, you know, in some cases, $14,000 monthly electric bills, where before they were paying $100 or $200. So there's clearly something very wrong going on here, and, you know, I'm not going to say that this is intentional, but the utility industry, as a result, is making billions of extra profits. And
wow.
We need to fight it.
All righty. We do have to take a break. Thank you very much, Mark, for calling in. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze-Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in seven different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Welcome back. Our guest today is Joshua Hart. He is the director of Stop Smart Meters. His website is stopsmartmeters.org. And let's take another call. Let's take Jeff in Illinois. Jeff, welcome.
Greetings, Deanna.
Hi.
And hail well to your guest. In fact, I'm a relatively new listener and first-time caller, of course, and I think I'm your neighbor.
Good.
I live at 34th and on the east side of Harlem Avenue.
Great. I'm in the suburbs.
I got an idea about that. So anyway, I would like to pose this question to your guest because I've thought about this and I've talked to my lawyers about this. Could not a low-tech, at least a temporary, what you might call protest against the smart meter people, be to just wrap your own smart meter in aluminum foil until they have to read it every month or something? I mean, my lawyer said, "Well, I don't know if you want to do that. You might, you know, forfeit your rights or whatever." But it's still it's not an option as far as this constant radiation and broadcasting of your personal information. Is that a viable counterattack?
Well, Jeff, let me get to that in a minute. But what I will say is that in December, more than a dozen families who had unwanted smart meters on their homes and who had repeatedly requested the utility to remove them, they actually went ahead and had an electrician remove the smart meters, replace it with a commonly available analog meter. And because of that protest, because of these people going to the PG&E office and dropping off their unwanted smart meters, PG&E was forced to offer an analog meter opt-out for the state. And it's this kind of, you know, direct action where the position held by the utilities and the government agencies is so out of whack and inconsistent with the evidence and with what people are experiencing that we need to consider. Now, in the issue of wrapping your meter with aluminum foil, you're correct that the foil will block the signal because, you know, if you put, if like, let's say you wrap your plate of food with aluminum foil and stick it in the microwave, it's not going to heat up. And the kinds of signals that are emitted by smart meters and cell phones are pretty much exactly the same kinds that are emitted by your microwave oven. And so foil does block the signals. However, you've got to be a little bit careful doing that because if you wrap your meter that's mounted on the side of your building and you cover it with aluminum foil, it could end up just reflecting the signal back into your home and worsening your exposure to microwaves. But if you keep a close eye on it, you know, this could be a potentially a very effective protest if a large numbers of people started doing this. The utility industry would have to come back and say, these are telecommunications equipment and you're interfering with the broadcast of these. But of course, they never received siting permission for a telecommunications antenna on your private property. The very notion that they have a right to install a telecommunications equipment on your property without asking is a huge legal overreach. It's as if the Verizon or AT&T said, we're going to replace your telephone jack in your home and put in a cell tower, you know, cell tower right in your living room, and there's nothing you can do to stop it. I mean, it's that absurd. And so, you know, things like wrapping your meter with aluminum foil to block the signal, although there are potential safety issues with that people should be aware of, it may be, as time goes on, a viable protest. But I would say to anyone who has a smart meter on their home and they don't want one there, you have a right to have a reliable, safe analog meter. This is, you know, your home. You live there. The utility does not have a right to force something on you that you have not given permission for. And that's the bottom line.
Thanks. And I would like to add to what you just said. There's a YouTube video of a fellow mentioning the legal consequences of these arbitrarily installing these smart meters, and how he lays out in legal terms how you can make aware of the utility companies that they are engaging in wiretapping and against the law, and that you can't, because there's no laws that actually require smart meters. You can go to this, and he lays this out. It's about a 4 or 5 minute video. I can't remember how you can find it, but
I believe you're talking about Jerry Day and freedomtaker.com. Is that
I don't remember. It's been about 4 or 5 months. But he after the video, at the bottom in text, he shows you what to say to the power companies to say, look, if you insist on having this on my property, I'm going to sue you in federal court or state court, like in Illinois. There's strict wiretapping laws in Illinois that I will sue you for violation of wiretapping laws. And it's just a matter of, like, people that are taking matters into their own hands and say, look, I want this off my property, and if you don't, I'm going to take you to task in court. And it's on YouTube. It's a really, he's very well-spoken, he's calm, and he's very methodical. And it's really a very powerful video.
I believe you're talking about Jerry Day, and I think you can watch that video by going to freedomtaker.com. He's a television producer in Burbank, California, and yeah, he has followed this issue very closely. I mean, anyone who's followed this issue and has done research will realize that there is a list a mile long of legal violations that the utilities are engaged in here, and that they are putting themselves at extraordinary legal vulnerability. And that we are seeing now, you know, lawsuits resolved in the customer's favor. There was a case in Southern California where a man took the Southern California Edison to court and demanded removal of the meter because his wife was getting sick. And based on the health evidence, based on the testimony, the judge ruled in favor of the customer. And so people should be aware that the utilities are often lying about the lack of rights that the resident has, and are using intimidation and force to really get their way and get this smart grid rolled out. But people have broad rights. There are many, many people, including in states where there's been widespread deployment. There are about 1 million people out of the 10 million in PG&E service territory who have retained their analog meters. Some of those are paying a fee. Some of those are many hundreds, if not thousands, are refusing to pay the fee. The utility company, if you call them up and say, I'm going to, remove my smart meter, they'll say, well, we're going to take you to federal court and we're going to shut down your power and we're going to put you in prison. And, some companies are, in fact, going into court against people who are removing their meter. And, there's a case in Michigan where a couple who had very, very severe, the wife had very severe health effects, headaches. They asked repeatedly to get this thing off their house. When the utility refused, they went ahead, hired an electrician, removed the smart meter. Now Detroit Edison is taking them to court, threatening them with felonies, threatening them with, tampering. But none of that is really holding up in court. It's the utility industry that is shown to be negligent, that is shown to be tampering with our lives and the safety of our homes. And the courts are beginning to assert this. So that is encouraging.
Yeah, and also in Illinois, I've read stories where they threaten that if you don't allow us to put this smart meter on, we'll come back with an armed guard. And I'm thinking, okay, what they're doing is they're trying to squeeze the people that don't have the money for the lawyers to protect themselves.
That's right.
That's part of the game.
They figure that they'll intimidate people, who they perceive as powerless. They'll get in the smart meter in 90% of the cases, and they'll deal with the rest. Who are more educated, who are more forthright, stand up for their rights. They'll deal with us later. So it's really critical to stand up together and fight the utility as a community, not just individually, because that's what they're counting on. They're counting on us, to be cowering in our living room, scared of being switched off. And, I think the question is really, why have we made ourselves so vulnerable to these utility companies? And how can we reverse the situation and stop being so dependent on them? And I think that is the million-dollar question here.
Well, to respond to your question, and your rhetorical question is just lack of information. I would like to make one final point before I sign off, is the money part. As late as about 5 years ago or something, I can't remember, my utility bill was a certain amount, okay? When the electricity rates were about 8¾ cents in northern Illinois. My utility bill is now over double, even though your electricity rates are only 2 cents per kilowatt higher. In other words, a 22% raise in electricity rates, but I have over 100% rate in my increase in my utility bill. So what you said earlier, I don't know if it was this hour or shortly before the last hour, is yes, it's about a money grab. Without the corresponding delivery of service, so you're right. It's more about the money, and then what they can sell on the side about personal data collection. Yes, they're going to be defeated as long as the people are awakened and informed about what is going on, how they're being ripped off.
And I think, in terms of an individual who's presented with just an outrageous utility bill that they can't afford, in these tough economic times, there's ways that you can deal with that through the system in terms of going to your Public Services Commission, PUC, lodging a complaint, sending certified letters to the utility. All of this is, of course, extraordinarily time-consuming. But, what another option for people is to simply say to the utility, no thanks. I don't want your services anymore. I don't want the abuse. I don't want the threats. I don't want the radiation or the privacy invasion. And we're beginning to see people go off the grid in suburban context and to be very successful at it. So that's very encouraging.
All righty. Thank you, Jeff, for your phone call. We do have to take a 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects.
You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
All righty, welcome back. We do have some other callers. And I also have an email from someone who's emailed me before. She sent me some pictures of her arm. And literally, she lives in a home where there are 4 smart meters because she lives in 4-plex. And she fought for 10 months to get those things removed and was successful. But her arm, it shows big bloody spots on her arm. And she says that those things were literally cooking her blood. So it's just amazing. All right, let's take Eugene in Ohio. Eugene, welcome to the program.
Hi, Deanna. Thanks for taking my call there, and great show here today you got. Excuse me. I'd like to ask your guest there just a couple questions there, and I'm sure you can answer them for me, but a legal basis to challenge these smart meters. And the first question is, do the utilities have a mandate to install by law, and do the utilities have a right come onto your property and install a wireless communications device rather than a meter?
Those are good questions. The answer to your first question is no. The utilities or government utilities do not have any mandate from the legislature or any state legislature or any federal government to install these devices. They've been authorized to upgrade their equipment, but that's very different than having a legal mandate to install a meter at a particular home. So people have a right to you say no, whether or not your state has an opt-out per se, that doesn't mean that the utilities, you know, won't try and threaten or intimidate or work with local law enforcement to come in and say that you have to do these. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, if you're a resident and you, whether or not you own your home or you rent, you have a right to tell anyone who's on your property who you don't want to be there to get off, unless it's a police officer with a warrant. So that includes any representative of the utility, any installer. You can tell them, get off my property now, and if they don't comply, you can call the police and have them arrested for trespassing. Now, the utility will say, you know, we have a right to upgrade our equipment, to maintain our equipment. We have an easement. But that easement, if you actually read it, it only applies to maintaining the equipment, to taking a reading on your electrical or your gas meter or your water meter, for that matter. You know, by the utility, if the utility's claims were correct, they could install a nuclear power plant on your property and you wouldn't have any right to say no. And, of course, that's absurd. The facts are that they are required to obtain permission before installing any one of these things. They have attempted through trickery and through deception and through intimidation to skip that step of permission and to install them anyway. But people should know their rights, that they have a right to say no to these things. It's not just your house that you have a right to keep these smart meters off. If you see someone installing smart meters in your neighborhood, you have every right to follow that person, that installer, to knock on doors, to tell your neighbors, to warn them, inform them of their rights, that they have a right to tell these installers to get off their property. And that's a very effective and legal way of stopping these installations that are going on.
I've been going around with these people here in Ohio. I live here in Columbus, and I've been going around with AEP. They came and they put one of these on my house back in 2008, and I just recently found out about this. It's a service representative that I've been speaking with, and all the things that you were just addressing there, I addressed those with this fella, and he says, "Oh no, we have a right to put that meter on there." And let him know. Nobody asked me to put this on. I didn't even know you guys did. He said, "Well, we didn't need your authorization," and we've been going around. So he sent me a letter. And he sent me a copy of the Ohio Revised Code here, and I was looking at this right here, and he has it all highlighted here where it says, if you don't mind me reading just a few paragraphs of this, it says, each electric utility, this is under Ohio Revised Code 4901-1, and it says, each electric utility shall establish and maintain anti-theft, anti-tampering plan, and shall submit its plan subsequent amendments to the director of the service monitoring and enforcement department. So here's what he has highlighted. B, disconnection of service for tampering or unauthorized reconnection. B sub 1, an electric utility may disconnect service for safety reasons without prior notice to a customer in either of the following circumstances. Now this is where I have the question that of this of Ohio Revised Code right here. A, the electric service meter, metering equipment, or associated property was damaged, interfered, or tampered with, displaced, or bypassed. And here's B. A person not authorized by the electric utility has reconnected service. Now, here under A, what I just read, it says nothing about if we want to replace the meter back to a analog meter. There's nothing that says that we can't do that. It just says under a broad category here, the electric service meter, metering equipment, or associated property was damaged, interfered, or tampered with. Am I grasping at straws here thinking that we could go?
Gentlemen, we do have to take a break. Eugene, stay over the break, and Josh will answer that question when we come back. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks. Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A one-month supply of Zoom is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
You know, babe, I've got to say, there's a whole passel of reasons I'm happy we bought our seed bank from Texas Ready.
Really?
Yeah, the one that makes me happiest is our salsa garden. Onions, jalapenos, fantastic tomatoes, cilantro.
I know, dear. You couldn't survive without your salsa.
Folks, Texas Ready helps you to thrive, not merely survive. Multiple kinds of heirloom tomatoes, onions, and peppers. Plus non-GMO corn, beans, peas, and vegetable varieties out the wazoo. With over 75 varieties, each Liberty Seed Bank has enough fruit, herbs, and vegetables to enable you to grow well over 2,000 pounds of food in your subdivision backyard each year. Order your bank today at TexasReady.net or come visit us at Glenn Beck's Restoring Love Conference July 26th and 27th. We'll be set up near the registration tables at the Arlington Sheraton. Go to TexasReady.net for more information. See you there.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Today is Joshua Hart. He is the director of Stop Smart Meters, located in California. His website is stopsmartmeters.org. And Eugene in Ohio had some very interesting questions. I would be interested to know when they changed their policies.
Thanks again, Deanna, and thanks again, Josh, for being on here. I'll wrap this up here, so as not to take so much time. I've contacted the PUCO here in Ohio. They assigned me an investigator. I filed a complaint with it. The investigator that they gave me, I conveyed my concerns to this fella, and he just flat out tells me, he says, well, there's nothing you can do about this. There's nothing we can do. I'm sure that these people are in collusion with the AEP here, but I can't prove this. I can't prove this at all, and I don't know at this point what to do here to get this. He told me we don't have a smart meter on our house, Josh. He told us what we have is called a AMR, a one-way AMR. And so I looked up what an AMR one-way device was, and it still radiates radio frequency emissions there, and I can't swear to it there, Josh, but I've noticed here in the past couple of years, I'm starting to, you know, my health is not the same as it was, and I don't know what to do at this point, Josh.
Well, a couple of things. Again, there is no mandate, and that's really important to know. And ask, you know, any sort of public service commission or public utilities commission or utility representative that says that you have no choice, ask them to send you the exact language where it says that they have a right to install these on private property against the wishes of the property owner or resident. That's a key question. Now, they will point to the tampering laws, which are on the books for a very good reason, and that is that anyone who modifies their meter or adapts it in such a way to, you know, cheat the utility out of money is guilty of a crime. But the having an authorized electrician or serviceman replace the dangerous smart meter with a safer analog meter because of health effects with no intention of tampering or getting something for free is a completely different matter. And that's something the utility has sought to sort of confuse people with.
I mentioned that to the representative from the AEP, Josh, and he told me, he said, oh, no way. He says that you can do that because I've even asked that guy in correspondence about me buying an analog meter and replacing that AMR they have on there with that. And, oh, he just he went into a tizzy about that. He said, no, he said, I'm going to send you some literature. And this is where he has all this under the Ohio Revised Code. This is where he has all of this highlighted, because I'm sure that when I mentioned that to him, that he was sure to let me know in no uncertain terms that what I was doing was violating the law.
Yeah, I think it's what's important to realize is that, you know, going to the Public Utilities Commission, going to your utility, and talking to them about what your rights are is going to be a self-defeating exercise. And if you really want to know what your rights are with regard to the utility, you know, you need to talk to a good lawyer. You need to talk to a community organization who's researched the law. There may be one in your state. You know, we try to put together opinions and legal opinions from various lawyers on our site. But you know, the sort of loopholes and the hoops that they make you jump through in order to get something like this resolved, if you already do have a smart meter on your house, is enough to make you crazy and to take up all your time. And you know, no one has time for that. I personally have said, you know, I don't want to pay a fee. I'm not going to be, you know, held to ransom by this crazy program. And so my girlfriend and I have gone off the grid. We've said no thanks to PG&E. You know, we have a few solar panels, a few marine batteries, which power our lights and our computers. And, you know, we use a propane fridge and propane for the stove. And it's absolutely doable. And so, you know, in some ways, I would say if you're willing to live a little bit of a simpler lifestyle, it may be a lot less of a headache and a lot less of a health impact to simply go off the grid. Now, that's not obviously possible for everyone, and that's why...
No, so this is the bottom line
together.
Here?
The bottom line is that the utility industry in the United States has gone out of control. They are behaving like a bunch of mobsters, charging you, in some cases, a protection racket fee, saying, you know, okay, you know, there's problems with the smart meter with health and safety, but if you don't want to deal with those problems, you're going to have to pay us a fee. And in many states, still, they're saying that you don't have a choice, which is completely not consistent with the law and not consistent with the Constitution. And it's one of these situations where, you know, the authorities are saying something that is so egregious, that is so out of tune with what the evidence is, with what the law is that, you know, we're going to need to self-organize within our communities, within our neighborhoods, to do what needs to be done and challenge this program to the fullest extent of our ability and to the fullest extent of the law. And I think anything less is giving in to a very, very dangerous program.
No, I don't want to give in to these people. I didn't ask for this thing on my house, but it sounds like that there's not much that I'm going to be able to do trying to fight these people here. You mentioned going off the grid. I can't afford to do that. I'm sure there's hundreds of thousands of other folks here, if not millions, in the country where this is going to be applied at. They can't afford to do this either. And I want to know what the bottom line, if these people are actually violating the law. Now, I've mentioned to this guy about the 2005-2007 Energy Policy Act, and he told me he's not aware of that, and so you know, it looks like I'm just going from one brick wall to the other.
Well,
PUCO don't even want to help.
Well, what I would say is, you're sort of wasting your time in the wrong venues, trying to convince people who are not going to be convinced. I would take it out of the PUC. Stop talking to your utility. If you need to communicate with them, I would write a letter, send it certified mail, keep a copy so that you have a record for court. Yeah, many people are filing small claims suits. There are several potential class action lawsuits in the making. If you take it to the point where you put an analog on your house and they switch off your power, let us know at stopsmartmeters.org. Let your other local community organizations know, and then go to the media because utilities switching off people who are paying their bill regularly and are simply suffering health effects from the new meter is absolutely a violation of your rights, of human rights, and it needs to be challenged publicly. So I would say, don't waste your time with the Public Utilities Commission or your utility. They're just going to keep going around in circles and telling you have no rights and you have to submit and give them all your money and suffer any sort of health effects unto death. But, of course, that's ridiculous. There are lawyers out there who are well knowledgeable in utility law, and you should either find one of those and organize with others, or go to small claims court and say, I just want this thing off my house at no extra charge. I want to be free of this. I have a choice, and I'm going to exercise that. So I would say try and find a different venue than the PUC or your utility to pursue your case. And the other thing I would say is that, I was under the impression it cost $10,000 or $20,000 to get a whole solar panel system. In many cases, especially if you're willing to not use so many appliances, it's doable to power your house with, a system that's between $1,000 and $2,000. For most people, is less than a year of utility bills. So it's something to consider. About how much electricity we waste, how much electricity we use, and the kinds of health and safety impacts that the smart grid are now costing Americans if we continue to obey the utility and obey the utilities commissions. They're going to make out like bandits, and we're going to be left holding the bag.
Okay, hey, listen, thank you very much, Josh. I'm going to get off here, and thank you for your information, Deanna. Thank you, too, also.
Good luck.
All righty. Thanks, Eugene. All righty. We have Mike in Kentucky. Mike, welcome to the program.
Hello. One thing I haven't heard talked about much is your legal status. From what I've read, you can change that or you can choose not to be an actual co-owner when you join a co-op to get electricity. You're considered, I guess, part owner of the company in some way when you join a rural co-op. Have you looked at that as a factor to consider?
Well, there's different situations for different areas of the country. In some cases, people have municipal utilities, which are run by, when it's in a city, it's run by, a city council or a board of supervisors or elected members of a utility cooperative. And then there's, these larger, typically larger investor-owned utilities, like AEP or PG&E, and you would think that if a utility is elected, run by elected officials that are accountable to the public, they're going to be more amenable to public concerns about smart meters and microwave emissions. But that is not the case in Naperville, where they're filing a federal lawsuit. The co-op is being extraordinarily resistant to any efforts to get a sort of the democratic, in the sense of a democratic input of the people into the process. And
I think it's because they believe they have some kind of special status as a quasi-public, corporation. But they may have special agreement with municipal corporations or metro governments, but in the rural sections of the country, where these co-ops originated in order to get people electricity, the user is considered like a shareholder sort of, but not really. You don't have to have shares in the company to be a co-op participant. But you can strike out, from what I've read now, you can go through and you can strike out whole sections of the agreement that you have to sign that make you an owner, and you can say, I just want to be a customer, and they may go run it through the legal department, but they will agree to it eventually because they have to. They can't exclude you as long as you're, you know, installation. You know, they can nitpick and find some regulation that says, oh, you're not compliant with your utility pole is not high enough for your meter or some. They'll nitpick on you, but if you got all things dotted and crossed, you know, I's and T's, then you should be able to do that legally from everything I'm reading. But what I was also wondering is if you have them install a meter that is able to run backwards for, you know, insist that you are going to install solar panels or you're going to install a windmill and you want to be able to sell back your electricity, if that's a workaround as well, if you can avoid this, the regular smart meter by going ahead and saying, look, we're going to put in, just go ahead and put us in a meter that we can sell your electricity back on, because are those smart meters too?
Well, many utilities are now using smart meters that do run backwards and can, you know, accommodate a feed-in type situation with or wind turbines. You know, I don't know enough to comment specifically on the legal situation of co-op members, but I would say that there is a lot of potential for co-op members and shareholders to organize amongst each other and to take this and to really, you know, put the fear of God into the people who are running these programs and make them realize that if they don't at least put a moratorium on the installation of smart meters and have hearings, that they're going to be out of office at the next election.
Well, the other trend I would caution people about is in these rural situations is if you are around anything that is a national forest or considered a wilderness area, that they actually do want to run people out of these areas. They want to start limiting. We had to fight off a bill here in Kentucky where they're trying to stop local phone service, and fortunately, you know, we were able to fight that off because they wanted to eliminate people being able to get a basic phone service, and the next thing, of course, would be electricity. Once they can eliminate that, then they're going to move people out of these wilderness areas. That's the long-term Agenda 21. So, anyway, I'll let you go.
Thanks for your call. Yeah,
all right, bye-bye.
Good question.
Thanks, Mike.
The other thing that people should be aware of with rural situations and rural cooperatives is that many utilities are installing what are known as PLC or power line carrier signals from smart meters, and what the utilities will say is, oh, this is much safer than the kind of meters that are being installed in California that are causing all the health problems. These are wired alternatives that are much safer. The reality is that they're using dirty electricity to pulse data across the power lines that comes into every home or business where there's a grid connection, and that unless you have shielded wiring in your home, the wiring in your home will basically act as an antenna. And even though it's not intentional electromagnetic fields being used for the signaling, the effect on human health that we've heard has been devastating. And so any kind of, whether it's wireless or whether it's the PLC wired version, people need to be very aware that it's all potentially hazardous and it all needs to be resisted. And we need to hold on to our analog meters. People are securing them, if necessary, are standing up and refusing access to private property and insisting on their basic fundamental right to health and safety.
Okay. One of our listeners wants to know, and I quote, does your guest recommend any websites for alternative power, such as wind or solar or wood energy? If you go off the grid, you require reliable equipment or power system that is dependable. Can your guest direct us to a website?
Well, you know, there's a number of different alternatives depending on your needs, depending on your location, whether you're near, you know, water or whether you're in a windy situation or a sunny situation. You know, a really good resource here in Northern California is the Real Goods store, and they can advise on a number of different systems. I believe it's realgoods.com com. But there are a number of websites out there, you know, having to do with sort of DIY, do-it-yourself power sources. And, you know, what we've discovered is that we have three smallish, you know, meter square solar panels that run to a couple of marine batteries. And, you know, there's been maybe two or three times over the winter we ran out of juice and had to light some candles. But, you know, I would take that situation over, you know, the 24/7 pulsed microwaves from the smart meters any day. I'm willing to live with a little bit of reduced reliability in order to protect my family's health and safety. So this is something that's viable, and it's something that the utility industry is really trying to avoid because they know, they see the writing on the wall, that the technology is coming to make the utilities themselves superfluous.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Today has been Joshua Hart. He is the director of Stop Smart Meters, which is located in California. And the website is stopsmartmeters.org. You talked about dirty electricity. What is that?
Dirty electricity is essentially low power gradients that are present on electrical wiring and on the grid in increasing levels since we've been using electronics like compact fluorescent light bulbs, computers, and they're put onto wiring from the switching mode power supply that is in these digital meters. There's a good book by Sam Milham, M-I-L-H-A-M, by the same name, Dirty Electricity. And what his research indicates, he's an MD, and his research indicates that the dirty electricity problem is widespread, that that the electrification in rural areas in the United States in the 1930s ended up being responsible for a significant increase in the so-called diseases of civilization, you know, cancer, diabetes, these types of things. So it's really something that you should try and limit your exposure to. People can learn more about this on the web. But you know, whether it's the dirty electricity that's causing the health damage that's being reported, or the radio frequency microwave radiation, something's causing it that these smart meters are emitting. And
okay.
I think, you know, if people think that the current smart meter rollout and deployment is a bad dream, then they should wait for the smart grid to be rolled out. What they're planning is an absolute nightmare. And if people need to mobilize to do what they can to talk to their neighbors and their communities, to pass out flyers, and to take peaceful direct action where necessary, because these are the types of grassroots action that can really bring an unjust program like this to its knees. And, you know, what we've seen is a taste of what's to come. You know, we know that these frequencies have behavioral effects, have cognitive effects. And I don't feel personally like we can trust the utility industry or the regulatory agencies to protect us and have our best interests and our health and our safety as their top priority. And so people need to mobilize.
We do have one last caller. Let's real quick take Sunny in Idaho.
Hi, Danny. Yes, I was just wanting to ask Josh, how can you tell if your meter is a smart meter?
Well, it's a little bit complicated. There's a lot of different types of meters, but if you look at your electric meter specifically, it'll be sort of a round meter, and if it's a spinning disc or dials and there's no FCC ID on the front of it, then it's more than likely it's an analog meter. If it's a digital readout and it has an FCC ID number, then it's a smart meter. And you can measure the emissions from your meter using an electrosmog detector that you can actually purchase on our site, stopsmartmeters.org, by going to the banners on the right-hand side. But I would stay away from it. If you do have a smart meter in the near term, in the longer term, you need to demand that the electric company remove it or that the utility company remove it from your home.
All right.
Thank you.
We've run out of time. Thank you so much, Josh, for being on the program today.
Thank you, Deanna. It's a pleasure as always.
All righty. Bye-bye. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye, listeners. Talk to you tomorrow.